The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
This man who's playing the piano is going to take me by the hand. And he's going to lead me from one saloon to another tonight and directly to the sheriff's office. Fly me to the moon. Let me swing up there with those stars. Let me see what the spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Francis Albert Sinatra. Is that your favorite Frank Sinatra song? Come on, Fly Me to the Moon. Could be. Probably. I think I'm under my skin. Oh, we got to put on the summer wind today because the weather's so nice. The summer wind, right? Come on, we could do this. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. What a show we've got for you today. Thanks. Frankie Five Boroughs. You know, we work on this. What do you want? Who do you want? What are you thinking? Who do you want? And we go back and forth, and Frank works all, leaves the show, and he doesn't leave the studio till like 7, 8 the next night. Right, Frankie? You're here virtually
well,
all
day. Not quite, but... it is not an exaggeration to say I do work on the show throughout the
yes,
day.
You do.
I mean,
yes, you do.
But you know, you can work from
unlike me, who apparently naps in between newscasts.
I understand.
And then leaves at like 10 o'clock 30 seconds right. After 10 o'clock. Right. I can hear it. Sometimes I have to do a record for a commercial or something. And Frank, and correct me if I'm wrong. If I do a record like right after the show, and we say, "Okay, Joe, I need you to do this. We got to do this." Yesterday we did the Boomer Naturals pre-record, and so I said, "Okay, I'll do it." And I can hear in Al's voice. It's like he's rushed. He cannot wait to get out.
No,
right?
That's not.
Well, in fairness, yesterday...
Because if we get distracted with stuff and then you forget to do it and then I got to call you, I want to stay on top of it to make sure it gets done.
Well, also, Al had two beer segments to record yesterday. So.
But I wasn't rushing anybody. I had to... You're the one who had to record interviews and go on other things, and so I was trying to get out of your way. So, yeah, I see, and there's the pot stir sitting there in his house right now. Hold on. Needs a little more salt. Hold on a second. Yep. All right.
I love to get it. Hey, KT McFarland's going to join us. Boy, I tell you, this is the gal. She's such one of the smartest people I've ever met. One of the nicest people I've ever met, KT McFarland. And she's Donald Trump's deputy security advisor with General Flynn. She was right there through this all. So we're going to see what happened. Get all the questions answered about this General Flynn situation. Steve Mosher, he is great. He wrote the book called Bully of Asia. And I'm just saying, you know, we've been saying this from day one. And I don't say make flippant remarks. I have them backed up by guests we have who are experts like Peter Navarro, Gordon Chang, and I know the danger of communist China. Not the Chinese people. Please stop with that. It's the communists. And Steve Mosher knows that as well as anybody. So he'll join us. And we're going to talk about how do you deal with this? How do you deal with this COVID situation that just won't go away? And is China going to pay? John Solomon, love John Solomon. Good guy. Great guy. He's got Just the News. You got to Google Just the News, please. Award-winning investigative journalist founder of Just the News, and we're going to be talking about certainly General Flynn, but the stimulus package. I mean, I don't know why when it goes to the House and Speaker Pelosi is in charge, all of a sudden you're paying for things you didn't even know were in government. You know, am I right? You're going to pay for illegal aliens to come in. You're going to pay for, and they just pad it with no respect that it's you. You know what? Why in the name of God are the politicians being paid? Because if we're not being paid, they shouldn't be being paid. Because they, you know, in many ways, they get us to where we are. So politicians should just, why don't they defer their salary? Defer the salary or donate the salary to Americans in need. Then wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? Nancy Pelosi, don't buy the ice cream. And you know, and I want to say this. I don't say this. I say this in a nice way because I never want to be mean. I don't mean to be mean here because I'm going to be right behind her. The plastic surgery that Nancy Pelosi had when she, after this last break, I'm telling, and she looks great, by the way, but it's too shiny. It gets too shiny. You know, when you get the Botox and you get a little tight. I mean, and I say that with respect to Madam Speaker. I don't mean to be disrespectful because I'm going to be right there. Last sales meeting, I said to the sales staff, get a plastic surgeon, man, because my face is going, I need help now. But Nan, I could see they go back. She's getting Botox. She's getting plastic surgery when she should be saying, you know what? I'm going to not buy the ice cream. I'm not going to go pay my plastic surgery. But how did she get non-elective surgery, by the way? Can someone answer that to me? I'll talk to John Solomon about that. Just the news. And I'm not being mean, but no, you couldn't go in if you wanted a knee replacement. If your doctor tells you you had cancer, you couldn't go and go in and get a biopsy because it was all about COVID-19. Yet Nancy Pelosi can get plastic surgery. I'm just saying. And I say that with the utmost respect and with the fact that I will be right behind her. Trust me. So I'm not criticizing her having plastic surgery, but it's not now. Now? Really? Now? And the politicians should not be paid anything. I'm sorry. They should not be. They should donate their salaries right now. Jeffrey Lyons is with us. We're going to find out what we can binge watch, you know, for the remaining time of the quarantine. If really between you and I, if you're really quarantined. I mean, no one's really quarantined. I retweeted something from Dagan McDowell, our pal, and she was so right. And she goes, I know a barber who will clip your hair, a dog groomer who will spiff up your pup, a restaurant owner who will let you drink at the bar, quote unquote, while you wait for takeout. New York City folks will not sit idly by and watch the disintegration of their businesses, the evaporation of their livelihoods. Amen, Dagan, right on the money. People are going out. They're not even listening to, and these governors are like, we're in charge. And I'm doing this, and I will open this one. You know what? It's time for them to keep quiet, sit down, and let us do our thing. Anthony Citrissis is going to be with us, chief and co-owner of La Strada Restaurant, highlighted by the Empire State Bank, who we love. Mike Gallagher is with us. Sam Vassallo. There's the questions we have. Sammy is a certified public accountant. Any questions you have about what am I going to do? What's going to happen in July? What's going to happen with the country in July when everybody's got to pay their mortgages? When the nice stops from the banks and from the insurance companies and everything we're supposed to pay. Well, okay, it's due now. But I didn't have any salary. I had nothing to be able to pay for it. And Sammy will give you an answer on this. So stay tuned, please. That's 9 o'clock. Hey, how about Coach Jeff Monken, head football coach at the United States Military Academy? How cool is that? Armed Forces Day tomorrow. And the coach will join us in that regard. And we were up at West Point. How great was that? That was such a great time.
Oh,
such a
so
moving
much fun.
Movie.
So
it
much.
Really was. Moving and so made you so proud to be an American.
And it was great to see that Army scored so many times because that cannon certainly got a workout after every score, which was great.
Great game, man. Yeah. We bought the luck, man. And we're proud to have the coach with us, Coach Monken with us. And Michael Goodwin has just been great. And he is so smart. He's a chief political columnist for the New York Post. That's in the 9 o'clock hour. If you want to feel good about how you feel, listen to Michael Goodwin. Because there's never a nasty tone. It's just objective. And you say, yeah. Michael always has a brilliant, brilliant touch how to put it into words the way we are feeling. So Michael Goodwin, proud to tell you, in the 9 o'clock hour. And you always at 877-970-2999, 13 minutes after 7 o'clock, 5 boroughs in the house. I have to tell you guys, I'm very concerned because I am a father. I got to tell you what I did. Oh, wait. Listen. Are you ready, Frankie? You ready for this?
I'm
ready.
Excited.
I am such a geeky dork dad. I really am. Because I'm worried about these kids, you know, getting sick, and I worry about my children all the time. But then, and I love and live for my children. So this is, I gotta tell you what you could do. Grandparents, parents, I'm talking to you. Okay, you ready? Yep. Okay. So I saw online, there's a part where you go up my little farmhouse and you go up the stairs, and then I have pictures from like 9 years ago when I bought the house. It was like, you know, they're all, you know what I mean? Pictures are up there. And I'm trying to, let me redo while I have the time and I don't have to run to a TV hit or I don't got to run on stage or don't have to rehearse. Let me fix this wall up and I'll dedicate it to my children. As you walk up off the landing, I have a big picture of my mother and my father in 1948 when they got married. Huge, huge, almost a life-size picture, you know, at the landing. And then you turn up the stairs and it's a very a medium house, you know, but again, you walk up, there's the wall and then the bedroom. What can I put on the walls? So I got pictures of my kids. I made wall decals and I stuck them on the wall, pictures of my children.
Oh, wow.
If you're listening to me and if the sales staff is listening, they got to go, it's Fathead is the name. And that's like a name that someone would call us, Al, right? Hey, Fathead, come here.
Yeah, but it's also the name of that company that does those big, you know. Yeah.
Do you know that? Are you hip to that?
I am not familiar with that, but that sounds great.
Yeah, oh, actually. You got to get the sales staff on it because it's the best. And I'm telling you, I should tell you, when I tell you about the products that are on the show, it's because it makes your life easier. If you want to do the coolest thing in the world, you get your picture on the computer, right? You send it to fathead.com, whatever it is, and they're not sponsors. I'm just telling you because I love you. You're part of the team here and part of the family. And you send the picture, they will make as big, you could do a life-size picture. You know, like if you could get your, they have custom-made.
On my wall is a life-size picture of me.
But listen, you can do a life-size picture of a football player, of a baseball, you know, of one of your heroes, a rock and roll star. What did I do? Like Joey was laughing because I did it on my kids because those kids are the stars for me. So I got pictures of Joey standing tall, Mikey with his guitar, a shot that was from the Schmooze Cruise that we did. And I got Allie on her 21st birthday. And they're huge. I'm telling you. And it came in like a rolled up thing and you could peel it off and it didn't rip and it wasn't cheap and it was so easy and I put it right on the wall. I'm so proud. I got the best looking wall with all my five kids on the wall from Fathead. So a big shout out. Let's get them to sponsor Frankie Five Boroughs if you will.
It sounds like it's a product that a lot of our listeners would really like.
It's such a great, it's a great gift too. And I haven't told the children. I took a picture of Charlie because I had to leak it to Charlie because she was asking, Daddy, what'd you do? You got to tell me. And I took it and it's so lifelike. The quality of the picture is so good. So there's my exciting life, Frankie. Five
Boroughs. Wonderful. Good. Well, I can think of a worse way to spend a Thursday. Good for you.
Oh, man. I meant to tell you that because it's something that you could do for your kids or for your family.
Now, today is National Pizza Day, so we have to all think about where we're ordering from in terms of pizza today.
You know, I got to give it to Staten Island. I'm a Jersey guy, and I like my favorite pizza was Bloomfield Avenue, Caldwell Pizza with Charlie and the guys, the guy with the ash. And I did it in my New Jersey special that I did in 1986. We visited the Caldwell Pizzeria, best pizza ever, ever. And I think it was because they put olive oil on the bottom before they put the dough, you know, on the pan there. They put olive oil underneath, and it would be dripping, and it was thin, and it was the best pizza that I've ever had at Caldwell Pizzeria. But not there anymore, on Bloomfield Avenue. Then Danny Aiello, rest his brilliant soul, took me to Staten Island once. And we were in Staten Island, Frankie, and I had pizza. I went, whoa, man, there's some great pizza in Staten Island.
Where did he take you?
I don't remember. It was by the Navy shipyards around that area there.
Bay Street. That's Bay Street, but where the Navy had their base.
It
could have been Pier 76, could have been Tony's Brick Oven.
This was the Navy. We've had Danilo's before. Frankie, the best pizza for you is Staten Island. Come on, give it to us.
It's so tough to pick one because there's so many different styles. Danilo's is great, but Lee's Tavern, you know what? It all depends on what kind of pie you want, right? I think for a plain pie, I would probably go Danilo's, but I don't think I've ever tasted anything as good as the clam pie at Lee's
100%.
Tavern. It's out of this world.
100%.
Fortunately, you know, I live pretty close to Joe and Pat's, which for a thin crust slice,
I just stopped there because I had to have it.
Yes, that's right.
Then for coal-fired pizza, there's a place called Campania in both Staten Island and Brooklyn, which is very, very good. And then in South Shore, there's a newer place called Millie's that offers both coal-fired and wood-fired. So what I'd like to do is go there and get with a few people and order one pie that's coal-fired and one pie that's wood-fired, and you can kind of compare the difference between the two crusts. Pizza Pizzeria Jove in Newdorp is great as well for pricey, gourmet though. Pizzas. It is it is pricey, but in terms of
Lee's Tavern just reopened. I think it was on my birthday on April 28th. They had been shut down during the pandemic, and they're only doing takeout. And somebody told me on the first day that they opened, the line was around the corner. They had hours and hours of, you know, of orders backed up. It is the best bar pie that you ever want to have. It kind of has that like thin cracker crust. Yeah. But Frank is dead on when he says the clam pie is amazing.
Some people don't like
chicken and pepper pie there is fantastic.
Yeah,
too.
I had the hot peppers.
Clam pie, I couldn't even.
Oh, no, it's delicious. Oh, my God.
It doesn't even sound good. No.
Is
that okay?
No, I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. Right. It's so good.
All right.
So good.
All right. You could tell it's a Friday. We're talking pizza.
Well, no, it's International Pizza Day, or National Pizza Day, right?
Okay, good. Thank you. There we go. There
the
we
holiday.
Go. And me talking about putting wall decals of my children on the wall up the stairs. You know, it's the important things. You know what? We will come back to reality with Kate D. McFarlane coming up. Steve Mosher as well in the next. And John Solomon. Oh, we got a show for you. Right now, we got Debbie Duhaime on the roads at 20 after 7 o'clock right here on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm definitely going to have a slice of pizza today. That's it. Thank you for the idea, Frank. I appreciate that. Let's see what's happening, guys, on 22 westbound getting into North Broad Street and Hillside. We still have an accident here, one lane blocked. And, boy, delays are tough here going back into that area. So, again, that's westbound 22 into North Broad Street. Watch out for an accident. Delays back into Newark. Watch for delays as well on the Garden State Parkway North at 145. It's that long-term construction project as well. 23 in Hamburg. They're doing construction by Gingerbread Castle Road. Let's take a spin to the Deegan. The Deegan southbound slowing down at the Cross Bronx. That's that ongoing road work. Northbound Deegan right past the RFK Bridge. They just cleaned up an accident over there. Remember, cashless tolling at the George Lincoln Holland Goffles Bridge, Outer Bridge Crossing, and the Bayonne Bridge. William Floyd northbound getting into Mauritius Middle Island Road up through Shirley. A collision there. Sun today, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Apple is getting into the virtual reality business. It's buying virtual reality streaming company NextVR, a company that broadcasts live and recorded events for virtual reality headsets. Apple confirmed the deal in a statement, but didn't offer much more, saying Apple buys smaller tech companies from time to time, and we generally do not discuss our purpose or plans. NextVR has partnerships with the NBA, NHL, World Wrestling Entertainment, and others. Foxconn Technology, a major Apple supplier, is reporting earnings down 90% in its recent quarter from a year ago. Foxconn warned the suspension of its operations for weeks to contain the public health crisis would have a severe impact on its sales. It's believed Apple delayed production plans in the quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is ready to award $5,000 a week for life in just days. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week. Week after week, for life. Don't miss this last chance to win $5,000 a week for life on June 30th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 6/25. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, and my show Bagels and Broadway airs every Saturday morning at 9. On this week's show, Sean Cerconi, the CEO of Broadway On Demand, a brand new live entertainment platform, joins me. Also, Chris Lacoste, who created the Pandemic Kitchen in response to feeding the homeless during this time. Plus, Jan Warner, who wrote a book on how to deal with grief. And more of my conversation with the producers of the Audio Drama Initiative. Plus, news and observations, Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday morning at 9.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. You know, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America is right there in the neighborhood, as it was called, right? Back in the day, the neighborhood. Avenue Noir and Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. They've been there since 1964, are still there, make the sauce there. As you listen around the country and you go shopping, you will look on your supermarket shelves, if I may, and you will see Michael's of Brooklyn. Take it home. It's Brooklyn in a jar. It's the best sauce anywhere. Now, if you're local and you're Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey, and you're listening, the family, Kakachi family at Michael's of Brooklyn, our dear friends, Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael himself, are offering this. They are still open and taking orders for pickup. Now, how cool is that on a Friday night? You go to Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants, according in the United States, by the way, not just Brooklyn, not just New York, in America, okay? According to the Food Network, and you're going to take takeout from Michael's of Brooklyn? Ugh. Oh, you hear the in my voice? That's a good That means go to Michael's of Brooklyn, get the best food you're ever going to get anywhere, and you take it home on a Friday night. They are open, taking orders for pickup. I love this about Michael's of Brooklyn. That's a community service, by the way. And I shouldn't even tell you this, but I'm going to put him on the spot. Young Michael, what a good kid. He tells me, he goes, Joe, you know, I will deliver. If someone's infirmed or if they're older and they can't get out, I will deliver personally Michael's of Brooklyn. You can't tell me this is not one of the best families that you know anywhere ever. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. So proud to tell you about our family at Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm gone 2 weeks and you turn our house into Bourbon Street?
Where am I going to sleep?
You're grounded.
Ground me? I'm a grown man.
You want to live here? You respect the rules of our house. You're grounded!
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
It's the late, great Jerry Stiller. Rest in peace, Jerry. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 727. K.T. McFarland, former Donald Trump deputy national security advisor, author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, kind enough to join us this Friday morning. K.T., welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, too. Moment of joy in this otherwise strange times, Joe.
Well, you know what, KT, and I see you're on constantly. You were with Martha yesterday doing great shots. You're all over. But I got to tell you, you are so pleasant to chat with. You are so incredibly aware and astute on everything Washington. So it is real privilege to have you with us because I love your wonderful demeanor, which is really an anomaly nowadays, KT.
Well, can I just tell you, I'm in Florida. My husband and I came from New York to Florida to be with our brand new grandson in the first week of March, and we just decided what the heck we're going to stay. And so my son-in-law, when I said that I was going to be talking to you today, he said, Joe Piscopo? Saturday Night Live? That's the funniest guy in the world? All of a sudden, I have enormous respect for my son-in-law, who doesn't know anything about New York. So that's I am great. Riding high today.
There you go. Well, listen, if any little bit I can help, I think that's great. Congratulations on your grandchild. Just beautiful. KT, so I don't even know where to start. Give us your take on what we learned this week about General. I'm a huge fan of the honor of meeting General Flynn. You were right there in the White House. Give us your take on this whole fiasco, KT, if you would, please.
Yeah, well, I was Deputy National Security Advisor, so I was number two to General Flynn. Met with the president every day, met with Flynn multiple times a day during the transition and during the administration. And this week, the pieces have started to fall into place. And I think there will be more and more pieces, more and more shoes to drop, more and more pieces of the puzzle to come together in the next week, two or three. And it now seems pretty clear to me what I suspected all along, that there was a deliberate attempt by the what I'll call the Washington establishment. That's the Democrats on the Hill, some Republicans, the media, and particularly the embedded bureaucracy, the permanent employees. You can't fire them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're there forever. They're unaccountable to everybody. That they wanted to stop Donald Trump in his tracks. And they wanted to make sure from the very get-go, the minute after he was elected, that he would never be able to implement the reforms that he promised, you know, in other words, to drain the swamp. So what they did was the whole Russia thing was a hoax. There was never collusion. I mean, we knew there was never any collusion. There was never any election stolen by Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
But the problem was people didn't understand that. And for 3.5 years, this group of this cabal of people I've just described, they dragged the country through this mess. Why? Yeah. I don't know why. They were covering something up, or maybe they just hated Trump so much. Whatever it is, it was all a fraud. And we now realize with the documents that have come out that the senior officials of the intelligence community were going in classified briefings on Capitol Hill to the House Intelligence Committee saying, look, there's no collusion, there's no evidence, nobody's done anything,
yeah.
It's all
yeah.
fine. And yet yeah. they were running out to the press, as were the congressmen and senators, especially Chairman Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee,
yep.
saying, no, this is a collusion, a conspiracy. Donald Trump is a Russian asset. This was all done by Putin. He's controlled. He's a puppet. And they were convinced the whole world that the Trump administration was about to go to jail. And it was all a fraud. It was all made up. And I'd like to find out who did it and why they did it. And I think we will in the coming weeks.
Yeah. And what did General Flynn tell you the day he left the White House, by the way?
You know, the tragedy of it was that as he left, he was forced to resign, and he left, and he said, you know, I joined the military to fight the Russians, and here I am being accused of aiding and abetting the Russians. And I, who was I'm a cold warrior from the very beginning. That was my training at MIT and other places at the Pentagon, and
yeah.
yet they were trying to tag all of us. And President Trump himself, who was the toughest on the Russians, and they were trying to tag all of us. And this was never, I mean, Flynn and I, we were collateral damage. This was always an attempt to hobble the Trump presidency. And a group of people in Washington thought they were more important than the American people who had just voted a man who was going to run rain on them. And they just didn't want to have any of it. And that's what we're still seeing.
And KT McFarland, based on what we know at the moment, what did the Obama officials do that was improper or illegal? Because unmasking we're confused, because is that illegal, unmasking? We know it's illegal and I heard you say it on Martha yesterday, that they went to the Washington Post and the New York Times. That's a federal crime, and that's 10 years in prison.
It's a federal crime in both directions, by the way. It's not only a federal crime to declassified information. It's a classified crime to be in receipt of something you know is classified information. So I don't think we've heard the last of that one yet. But the other thing is this unmasking story. What yeah. happens is that the United States cannot, federal agencies, the FBI, the National Security Agency, they can't just willy-nilly wiretap Americans. Even with all the powers we've given them after September 11th, they have to have a reason to do it, and they have to go to a court to get permission.
Right.
But if they can't
right.
go to a court to get permission, what they can do is they can wiretap foreigners, particularly foreigners from Russia, China, other places. So they knew that they couldn't wiretap Flynn directly, but they could wiretap him indirectly by wiretapping other people that he was talking to and then, quote, incidentally, pick up things that he was saying, none of which were illegal, by the way, but they yeah. just wanted to know what he was doing. And so that's how they unmasked him. So they were collecting information, in other words, wiretapping the Russian ambassador, which Flynn knew, and yet they were using that to then to say, well, who was Russian ambassador talking to, knowing full well who he was talking to? And they would say, oh, it was General Flynn. And then they could somehow spin that into their web of saying, well, obviously this was inappropriate, and he should never have been talking to the Russian ambassador. My God, if we hadn't talked to the people who we're about to do business with, that's malpractice. Yeah. You know, you don't want to get the first phone call when you're in the middle of a crisis and you're still trying to find the you know, cell phone number of the Russian ambassador and foreign minister. That's what a whole transition is for, is to ease you into that job. So it was all made up from the beginning. There was never a crime. There was never anything wrong. And yet they just insisted and kept insisting and dragging the country through this. And at great loss. I mean, it wasn't just, it was not for them. They were making money. The press was having a terrific time. They never had a better period in their profits. But it was at the expense of the nation.
And you know what's interesting? You were targeted by the FBI. And again, with due respect to the brilliant men and women who work in the Federal Bureau of Investigation, this was a couple of rogue actors. But you got targeted the same way they targeted General Flynn. Correct, KT?
Yeah, they showed up at my house. I had left the administration. I was in my house in Long Island. And I get tap, tap, tap on the door. So I was calling and said, this is the FBI. Will you let us in? And then they said, I said, what are you here for? And they said, we want to find out. We're for the Mueller investigation. And we're here to talk to you. And I said, I never met any Russians. I'm really not. I'm not going to be able to shed much light on this. And they said, well, we're just here. We want to get a sense of what happened. And, you know, and I said, well, gee, I want to find out what the Russians did more than anybody. I want to make sure they don't do it again. And so they then started spinning their web, which was after 20, 30 hours, where I asked them initially, do I need a lawyer? Are you investigating me for something? Oh, no, we're not investigating you. We just know you had an important position. And I said, well, should I get a lawyer here for this? And he said, well, we can't make you get a lawyer. We can't say to you, don't get a lawyer.
Lord.
You know, look, we're really, but they were just luring me, gullible, good Girl Scout me. And not that I ever had anything bad to say, but they could trick you, because then eventually they seized all of the files I had turned over to the government, as they had with Flynn, you know, the text messages, phone logs, emails. And then they had them in big notebooks, and they would pull out one and say, it would have been sort of three quarters of it blacked out, and they would say, well, what was this about? And I would say, well, can I see the one that came, the email, or after it, or before it, or the entire context?
No,
that's not how this works. Can I make a copy and take it home, because I don't have access to these documents? You won't allow me to have access? No, that's not how this works. So they basically are doing like a quiz on your life, and they've got the answer key, and you make one tiny little mistake. You think that the phone call happened on Tuesday night, and it was really Wednesday morning. They say, oh, you should have known that. You're lying to us. That's perjury.
Look at that. This is so right. KT, before we let you go, talking with the great KT McFarland. So who leaked to the Washington Post, in your opinion? It seemed like it might be Comey, because he has leaked before, and he has admitted that he leaked before. Is it Joe Biden? Out of the group that we heard, Clapper or Brennan, who do you think leaked? Because that is the federal crime that they'll probably, I would assume, that AG Barr is going to go after these folks for. In your opinion, KT McFarland, who leaked? That to the
Well, I don't want to
say,
you know, Joe, those guys do that all the time where they speculate. I'm not going to speculate on something I don't know. I mean,
understood. Sure.
You know, there's a universe of people who could have done it. But it was clearly done, and it was clearly illegal, and it was clearly happily received. But why did they do it? This is a system that this current group, or the Obama senior leaders of the Intelligence Committee, would use. They wanted information on something. They knew it was illegal to do it the way, you know, to wiretap or whatever. Yeah. But what they would, the workaround was that they would leak it to a friendly reporter who would write about it and say, oh, this is just terrible. And then the intelligence community, the CIA, the FBI, whatever, could go to their, they could then say, oh, we have a justification for doing this. See, it was in the paper. It was in the news because they had leaked it.
Yeah.
They were running rogue. It wasn't one or two guys. That was the whole senior echelon. I just want to know why.
Yeah,
I want to know why, and I want to know who, and I want to know how high up it went.
And you think we will find those things out, KT?
I think it's too big, and I think it's gone too far. And I know that President Trump has personally, on the phone and in person, promised me, and I'm sure others, we will find out what really happened. I am not giving up. He said, I'm determined to find out what happened, because no other president could endure this, and I want to make sure it never happens again. And he's referred to them as dirty cops, and I think that's a pretty good explanation.
KT McFarland, thank you for your service. Thanks for being the great gal that you are. Congratulations on the grandchild. But please come back anytime, and my best to your son-in-law. And KT, you are just a great, great patriot. Proud to know you, KT. Thanks for the great conversation always.
Yeah.
Okay, take care indeed. Take it. KT McFarland right there. Don't forget, she worked right there with General Flynn, former Donald Trump Deputy National Security Advisor. By the way, the book from KT McFarland that you got to read, the KT McFarland book, a must read. Go to Amazon. Check it out, please. Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People from the great KT McFarland. Joe on the radio. Hey, at 7:39, and Stephen Mosher, he's the author of Bully of Asia, is going to join us. John Solomon on the show. Michael Goodwin as well. Coach Jeff Munkin from Army. How about that? 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
62 degrees at 7:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A new poll finds almost half of New Yorkers have no plans to get back on the subways once the city lockdown is over. The research group LQD conducted the survey of 410 New York City residents. It finds 44% of New Yorkers will avoid public transportation entirely when the quarantine ends. Only 18.5% say they plan to use the subway to get to work when the lockdown is over. Over 31% of those polled say they will use public transportation less and choose to get to places on foot, by bike, or in cars. The New York Stock Exchange will be reopening on May 26th. President Stacey Cunningham announced Thursday a subset of brokers can return to the trading floor, but masks and temperature checks will be required. After an employee and trader tested positive for coronavirus, the exchange switched to strictly electronic trading on March 23rd. While workers do not have to come in, Cunningham says the stream of calls and emails she has received indicates traders are itching to get back to work. Employees who oversee trading for the exchange's 2,200 companies will keep working remotely. In sports, baseball legend Bob Watson, dead at the age of 74. His son told ESPN he died from kidney disease in Houston yesterday. Watson, a two-time All-Star for Houston during his 19-year career in the big leagues, Watson later became the first African-American general manager to win a World Series when he guided the Yankees to a title in 1996. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Southern State westbound, that ramp into 109. It's an accident on the ramp. LIE eastbound into Glen Cove Road, a disabled truck. Let's take a ride to the Deegan. Still kind of busy in both directions by the Cross Bronx, heading right through the construction zone. Traffic moving slowly eastbound BQE, getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. FDR Drive south in the 70s. That's a collision to contend with as well. And we're seeing some delays this morning over on 22. 22 westbound getting into Hillside. An accident being cleared. And over on 23 at Gingerbread Castle Road into Hamburg, that's some ongoing construction as well. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you across the Tappan Zee Bridge with speeds down to 35 miles per hour because of some wet pavement there. Checking in on the forecast, sun this afternoon, high of 83, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 78. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You've already been lied to. You've already paid a ton of money to someone who did lie to you. And it's hard to come to someone like me and say, Ariel, I trust that you're going to do what's right for me.
This is Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, the timeshare cancellation expert. We're not just here to cancel your timeshare completely. We're here to provide you with the best customer service of your life.
I deal with clients from all walks of life. I actually have a client right now who is an attorney. I have doctors. They were still taken advantage of. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's everybody faces this. They've been lied to. They are nervous. They're scared. But we're going to get you out of this.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a resolution specialist at Wesley Financial Group.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation kit. 800-619-3377. 800-619-3377. 800-619-3377.
Let's welcome Jeremy Camp.
Hope Comes Home with I Still Believe. You can download it now at WatchSalemMedia.com. From the creators of I Can Only Imagine comes the uplifting true life story of Christian music megastar Jeremy Camp.
I'm supposed to be with her. I can't explain it. I just know that.
Jeremy's hope and faith are put to the test when tragedy strikes.
You're going to be healed.
What if I'm not supposed to be healed?
Don't say that.
I Still Believe is an incredible story of musical stardom, the heights of love, the depths of loss, and the healing power of the human spirit. One love can change your life.
You chose willingly to walk into the fire with her. That's what love is.
Witness the true story of Christian music star Jeremy Camp and his journey of love and loss that looks to prove there is always hope. Starring KJ Apa, Britt Robertson, Gary Sinise, and Shania Twain. Own I Still Believe on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital now from Lionsgate at WatchSalemMedia.com. That's WatchSalemMedia.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I'm going to tell you about Dr. David Younger. You know, I met him through friends, a brilliant, brilliant guy. You know, he has this book called The Autoimmune Brain. It's a 5-step plan. And May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Did you know that? Right. And what's on everybody's mind now with this COVID situation, COVID-19? It's your health. Right. But Lyme disease is deadly. And David Younger knows all about your immunology. He's an expert on it. I've talked to him at length about this. So every Saturday for the month of May, Dr. Younger will address a medical issue that affects millions of individuals and Lyme disease, right? That's what we're talking about here. That's still so dangerous. From ongoing physical symptoms to debilitating neurological impairments, Dr. Younger is the guy you need to listen to when it comes to this. Tune in to hear the personal stories of those affected by this terrible disease and how they overcame it with the help of Dr. Younger. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, please, 3 p.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer, for Talking Medical with Dr. Younger, right here again on AM 970, The Answer. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Stephen Mosher is one of America's leading China experts, author of Bully of Asia. Mr. Mosher, welcome back to the show. Stephen, great to have you with us, sir.
Oh, yeah, it's good to be with you, Joe.
So we so appreciate your overview of communist China and being so honest. Bully of Asia, again, is the name of the book. What do we know about China's role in exporting this virus, Stephen Mosher?
Oh, we know that they exported it all over the world quite deliberately. We know that because they were quarantining the city of Wuhan. Everybody knows the city of Wuhan now. It's in the center of China. It's got 11 million people. Had a raging epidemic by the end of December. They let flights from Wuhan fly all over the world, and they control flights within China. They seeded the virus as hundreds of thousands of Chinese who didn't know they were sick, who were asymptomatic, who didn't develop symptoms yet. They flew all over the world. So this is deliberate seeding of the virus by the Chinese Communist Party. You know, if they would have set off a nuclear weapon in Wuhan and let the fallout go all over the world, it's the same kind of thing. They did it deliberately. There's no denying it.
Look, Stephen Mosher knows what he's talking about if you're listening. This is what I've been saying, and I so appreciate you saying that. So let's say that virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, Stephen Mosher, and they tinkered with this virus for some reason, even if it got out accidentally. You're saying, and I want to be clear here, that Xi and the Communist Party allowed this virus to get out and to spread around the rest of the world.
Oh, absolutely. They knew they had an epidemic on their hands in Wuhan. Look, they closed down the roads around the Wuhan Institute of Virology in mid-October. They were trying to contain it then, it looks like. They had cases in the hospital by November. By December, the National Health Commission of China was down on the ground in Wuhan. They knew they had an epidemic. They let it continue to spread. They didn't tell the Chinese people that they had a serious problem on their hands until January 23rd. And even after that, they were telling the World Health Organization secret phone calls between Xi Jinping and Dr. Tedros, don't tell the world it's a pandemic. Tell the world we have it under control. So everything they did, every step of the way, Joe, was intended to spread this virus around the world. And, you know, I'm not saying the virus was designed to be a bioweapon. but it was certainly used. Once it leaked from the lab, and it did leak from the lab, it was certainly used in a form of biowarfare that the world has never seen before.
It is. And isn't this the communist playbook? Correct me if I'm wrong, Stephen. You know best. But isn't this the communist China playbook? Just to make bring the world to its knees the way it has with this virus? They must be not enjoying this, but they're saying, you know, their mission accomplished. Yes?
Well, they're saying that if we go down, we take the world with us. They knew they had an epidemic. They knew they couldn't contain this thing because it had been, in my view, designed to be very infectious, not as lethal as we thought in the beginning, but very, very infectious. And once they saw their economy shutting down, they decided to take the rest of the world with them. That's why we're in the state that we're in today. And China's got to pay. China has to pay. There has to be a reckoning.
Yeah, and you have this terrific article, Stephen Mosher, in American Greatness, in which you write that the three key American institutions are holding the nation back from confronting this China threat. Who are those three that you're talking about, Stephen, if I may?
Well, the Chinese Communist Party is very good at capturing elites. They bribe them, they buy them, they wine and dine them when they come to China. And they've been able to worm their way into the American higher education system by handing out money. They've given over the last few years $900 million in donations, contracts, and inducements to 115 American colleges. We're now finding out how much slush money has been going to all of the major universities. Harvard alone got $93 million. And then we've got the mainstream media, which for some reason, maybe just laziness, reports Chinese propaganda as if it's actual fact. We had a recent headline in Politico, for example, that, quote, Trump is getting roasted on Chinese Twitter for his virus response. And Chinese are saying America disastrously faltered while China outperformed. Well, but Chinese aren't saying that. That's what the Chinese Communist Party is saying to the Chinese people and to the world. Why is Politico simply repeating word for word propaganda put out by the Chinese Communist Party propaganda outlets? Chinese Twitter is heavily censored. Only those views reflecting the Chinese Communist Party line survive the censor scrutiny. And who can forget, you know, that every time the president pushes back on Chinese disinformation, we have people in the mainstream media calling the president racist or xenophobic or what have you. Why not stand with us for a change? Why not stand with America against the Chinese Communist Party that has infected the world?
Wow, what a conversation here with Stephen Mosher. By the way, you have to check out Bully of Asia. Stephen, before we let you go, sir, how does President Trump deal with this? I mean, I said just decouple from China completely, but we're so economically tied with China. What would you say to President Trump to have China pay for what they did to the world in this devastating virus?
Well, we can't do anything, Joe, that would hurt us more than it hurts them. But there are things we can do. We've already got a tariff regime in place. We know that China is committed to buy a couple hundred billions of dollars of goods of ours by the end of next year. They won't be able to do that. Their economy is still partially shut down. So when they default on the trade deal that they've made with Trump, I think he'll drop the hammer on them. I think we need to know what goods are made in China. Big made in China labels on all goods, and most Americans will pass that stuff right by. For me, I'm not going to buy anything made in China for the rest of my life if I can help it.
Yes, sir.
Other things we can do as well.
Stephen, we so appreciate you coming on the show. You're speaking the truth. I've been trying to tell people this, and everybody's listening to you, and you got to come back and keep us posting on this because I think we can get the word out. And Stephen, thanks for speaking the truth, my brother. A Bully of Asia is the name of the book by this man, Stephen Mosher. Have a great weekend, Stephen. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, you too.
Yes, sir, Stephen Mosher. That is scary and so on the money. Bully of Asia. You got to read the book. Hey, Joe on the radio, 753. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. 95 North, exit 15 up into Norwalk. Construction taking a couple of lanes over there, so traffic moving slowly. It's still kind of busy on the Deegan south into the Cross Bronx with some ongoing road work. 22 westbound, getting right out through Hillside. Accident cleared. FDR Drive south in the 70s. A collision just cleared from that spot as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Did you know most vitamin supplements do not come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the label are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic. They are made in a laboratory. For example, lycopene comes from genetically modified yeast. Vitamin D, irradiated lanolin. CoQ10 is chemically extracted from tobacco or genetically modified bacteria. Modern science is able to synthetically imitate the chemicals of nutrients used in your body. This cheap, unnatural chemistry may look good under a microscope, but the body is not fooled. It knows the difference and craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. Look for nutritional supplements made with whole food and consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff. This is Dr. Douglas Howard with your health tip of the week.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You know, it's the little things that you notice. I'm just a little more energetic. I sleep better. I don't wake up as groggy. When I get up, I'm up. It doesn't take me, you know, half hour to get out of bed anymore. I started taking it just to be a little more proactive. You know, I'm in my 40s and just want to make sure that I'm doing anything I can to help me out. And I swear, since I've been taking this, I haven't been sick with the cold. People around me in my office are coughing and getting sick. They always say you never get sick. So I can't say that, oh, it's changed my life where it's cured this or that. But it's like, again, these little things.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I have my Boomer Naturals mask. I have it right. It's a face covering. We call it a face covering. And I have it right here in the pocket of my sweatshirt. I keep, and all the kids are coming over today, you know. And you don't know. You got to keep social distancing. And I'm giving them all Boomer Naturals. I'm giving them the Boomer Naturals face covering. You got to check this out. This is spectacular. You know, it really matters what kind of face covering you use because you want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended covering is this Boomer Naturals that I hold in my hand right now. It's a 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults and for children as well. It's made with 3 cloth layers infused with nano silver technology. It can reduce particles getting to your nose and your mouth. Many studies show how effective nano silver technology is with face coverings. This is the one I hold in my hand that you have to get. I see everything on Instagram. I see everything all over. I can't trust any of those. I'm so proud to be able to tell you about Boomer Naturals. Boomer Naturals. And don't forget, these face covers can be used up to 30 days. You just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. How about that? Boomer makes these very comfortable and affordable at less than 30 cents per day. You can get masks now for the whole family, right? And then I could talk through it, and you know, I could breathe and not pass out at the checkout line at the supermarket because I'm so covered up. I'm telling you. Listen, use code 20, Joe20. Joe20 is the code at checkout and save 20%. You get free shipping and handling when you spend $50 or more, okay? That's boomernaturals.com. Code Joe20. Save 20%. Boomernaturals.com. Your source for in-stock face covers. Boomernaturals.com. Hey, Joe on the radio. You know what? It's going to be a little rainy, but it's going to be 80 degrees today. Summer wind coming up. That's what we're going to go into, Al. We'll start the new hour with summer wind. Oh, yeah. Baby, it's going to be a beautiful summer day today. It'll get a little cooler next week, and then we're off and we're running. And we're back. And Memorial Day down the shore. See, aren't you proud of yourself? You quarantined like that, right? And we're going to get back, and it's going to be bigger and better than ever, right? We may have a little bump of this virus, maybe in the fall, maybe in the winter, but I don't think anything like this saying. Hey, Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Anthony Santisi, chef and co-owner of La Strada on Staten Island. Jeffrey Lyons will join us. But right off the top of the hour, we're going to go to John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist, founder of Just the News. You do not want to miss John Solomon. Also, Coach Jeff Munkin and Michael Goodwin on the show. And we are coming right back at you.